It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder live from the Allstate Showcase studio. The sun's out. The snow has stopped. I think we're okay.
I think everything's going to be fine here. Problems for the people on the East Coast. We'll be thinking about them.
3 feet of snow, Bill.
That's what they're saying. That's an insane amount of snow.
Is it rude to say better?
Better them than us? Uh-huh. Yeah, don't say better okay. than us. You don't want to say that. Earlier in the show, we offered very heartfelt congratulations to Adele, who has, as you know, Wendy, the voice of an angel. Adele does. She sang a song, Hello. She put it on YouTube. And 87 days later, it registered its 1 billionth viewing. That's viewing with a V. A billion people have now seen her video, Hello. And we played a little bit of it for you. It's a beautiful song. She has a magnificent voice. And I predicted at the time that the duet that she sings, or she's got a new version of Hello, it's a duet with Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. I think that's going to top a billion hits. And we played it, and people loved it. People are downloading it left and right. Can we just play a little bit of Hello with Adele and Squiggy working together? Listen
Absolutely.
To this. This is beautiful.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Listen to her voice.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
It's magical.
It's magical and it's haunting.
Everything.
And then you add Squiggy's voice. It's even better.
They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear
That's beautiful. Those two voices together.
Match made in heaven.
I don't know who mixed it. I don't know who put it together, but it's stunning.
I didn't know he had a musical career.
Oh, Squiggy?
Did he have others? Didn't he do another song?
Well, there were other songs he did. I don't know if they're available. If you can find some of them, let's play some of the other songs that Squiggy jumped in on, because he's always entertaining. He's one of our best. What else do we have him doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Lionel Richie and Squiggy.
Lionel Richie and Squiggy. This did not get a billion hits. This got 9 hits. You would have thought it would have at least hit double digits. It did not. Who else did Squiggy work with, Kevin? Do we know?
I think Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren?
Hello.
Hello.
You gotta wait till it's me, Squiggy. Hello again.
Well, they did not get along. You heard the stories about
he jumps the gun a bit. He's...
They fought when they were making that, they fought like crazy because Todd Rundgren would say, Squiggy, be patient with the hello.
Hello.
And then Squiggy just, he'd poke his head into the studio.
All right, so hang on. Let me get rid of the Todd Rundgren.
That was Todd Rundgren.
Okay.
He worked with Squiggy.
I believe he worked with Rick Ocasek in the Cars.
Oh.
We have more. That might be my favorite.
He seemed jittery that day to me, Squiggy. I don't understand. But yeah, they toured together, the Cars and Squiggy. They had a big hit with
their
version.
I cannot believe that Squiggy, by far my favorite, that last one.
You enjoy that one the most? Well, they're all good.
Well, he worked with the Lizard King, if you can believe this.
Jim Morrison. That would be a big hit today, I think.
All right. We have two more, if you
All
can
right.
believe, from the Lizard King to the Fab Four.
Oh, really?
God, God.
Well, they called Squiggy. You know this, Wendy. They call him the fifth Beatle. And I think when you hear that, you realize why. That's
I don't realize why.
You know.
And I think we have one more.
Is there another one?
One more. And then...
These were all huge hits. People remember them, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a classic.
Yeah.
Hello. He's got to say hello. Is anyone home?
You would think he would do one more, but he didn't need to. There it is. And it was in there somewhere. Boy, that's just good music. I mean, good music never goes out of style. Squiggy knew that better than anybody.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Did he corroborate with other people?
I'll tell you what. Now, this is a rare cut, and we're not even supposed to play this on the radio. This is what they call a bootleg. If you're in the music business, you know what I'm talking about. This is an illegal recording. No one's supposed to have this. Wendy and I have it. We'll play it for you. Adele did this song with Squiggy, the Hello, and then they did like a We Are the World version of Hello, where other artists came into the studio and also added their talents. Do you want to hear that?
Absolutely.
All right, let's play. Kevin, don't play too much of it. I don't want to get in trouble. But this is Adele and Squiggy and just some of the greats of show business all working together for their version of Hello. Let's play this. Listen to this.
We're going to have to hang on a second.
Oh.
All right, now we are ready.
Now we can play it.
You know, you got to be careful with the bootlegs.
I know.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello.
I was wondering.
Hello.
After all these years at last. Everything.
Hello, American.
They say the time's supposed to heal.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, world.
I'm in California dreaming.
No one, this is the bootleg that's going to break the $1 billion mark in 1 hour.
You're going to see an hour from now. It's going to close down the internet. So that's the only time Big Bopper and Paul Harvey ever worked together, by the way, Wendy. I don't know if you knew that. So, boy, what a trip down memory lane that was to hear those great songs. We'll come back. We'll talk to Ro and Anna. We'll find out what they have next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.